This is LBC News.
Time now 6:45, and a major new study is calling for an important shift on ADHD, highlighting personal strengths instead of challenges. It's been published in the journal Psychological Medicine. Researchers found that adults with ADHD who could recognise and use their strengths better had improved well-being. Well, let's speak now then on LBC News to Luca Hagitai, who's lead author of this study. Luca, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Now, when you say important shift on how we view the condition, what do you mean by that?
So traditionally, ADHD is considered a neurodevelopmental condition that is linked to a lot of difficulties, whether that's in employment or personal relationships or even friendships. And this study suggests that actually, while we do need to recognize that people with ADHD do experience difficulties, they also have certain personal strengths. So in our study, we defined personal strengths as things that they do well or best. And having this more balanced approach can lead to new avenues for therapy and new avenues for support for these individuals.
And the report, though, says that it's looking at adults with ADHD who could recognise their use and use their strengths better, had improved their well-being. Did it also look at children at all?
So our study focused exclusively on adults, and this is actually a very under-researched population. Classically, ADHD was considered a childhood-only condition. So people assumed that once people grew up and they got into adulthood, they no longer had ADHD. Now, this has shifted a while back, and we now recognise that some people do continue to have ADHD into their adulthood. Other people seem to develop symptoms of ADHD within adulthood, and this is why we found it really important to look at adults rather than children, because there is a bit more research in children on this already.
Are you finding that there's been a huge increase in the number of adults being diagnosed with ADHD recently?
I think that there has been an increase in the number of diagnoses, whether that's because there is more recognition. There's also been a shift in how we look at autism and ADHD. Up until 2013, you could only get a diagnosis of one or the other. But since the new version of that diagnostic manual that is used, you can now get both of these diagnoses. So previously, it might have been the case where someone would have been able to meet the diagnostic criteria for ADHD as well as autism, but they may have only been given an autism diagnosis. So that might be part of the reason that there's this increased recognition. More and more people are talking about ADHD and potentially think they might have ADHD, so they are reaching out to these diagnostic services.
And what do you make of the Health Secretary, Wes Streeton's his assessment a couple of weeks ago, saying that we risk over-diagnosing in certain conditions? Looking at the increase in number of adults being diagnosed in this area, do you think that we are at risk of over-diagnosing at all?
I think that's quite a complex question. There will definitely be people who agree with this, especially with the influence of social media. There's a lot of misinformation about diagnoses and people listing off symptoms and saying, if you check this, and this symptom, you must have ADHD, and that's absolutely false. Diagnoses should be received from a proper medical professional, but there might be instances where it's just an increased recognition of these conditions. And classic diagnostic criteria were based more on a male phenotype rather than a female phenotype. That means that it's symptoms that are more classically seen in men than women or boys than girls. And actually, there might be an underdiagnosis of ADHD in girls because they do not present in more of a hyperactive way that like boys might do. So that might be part of the reason that there is now an increased diagnosis potentially in females.
I mean, you mentioned the symptoms there, and at the risk of seeming very much on a generic side, I was actually going to ask you about those symptoms. What will and indeed should be prompting people to go and seek further help from their doctor to say, listen, could you look into this? Could you diagnose me? Is something going on? What are the symptoms, if you can share some with us?
I think the classic symptoms that people look to are difficulties in concentration, difficulties with attention, difficulties with sitting still, and sort of one of the classic measures that we actually used in our study to look at ADHD traits or ADHD symptoms has an item that talks about feeling like you're being driven by a motor. And these symptoms isolated on their own wouldn't mean anything. But if you're having these symptoms all together and you feel like it is impairing your life, then that's when you would need to reach out for help. Because I feel like everyone goes through periods when they have difficulty with sleeping, difficulty with concentration, difficulty sitting still. I mean, ask any student now and they will probably tell you that they are experiencing these symptoms. But how severe are these symptoms and do they really impair your quality of life? And if you feel like yes, that's when you reach out to your GP and they will be able to help you maybe get to a diagnostic assessment.
Luca, really good speaking to you. Thank you very much indeed for your perspective on all of this. That's Luca Harthiarty, who's lead author of this study. Thank you.
LBC News.
Time now 6:50. Jaguar Land Rover is expected to resume some production.